Have you seen some of these new black SUVs that have this little panel on the side on a like between the door and the back part of it?
Yes.
I saw a Mercedes yesterday, and in black, these cars to me, especially this Mercedes, looks like a hearse. And the only thing I could think of was, Elizabeth, honey, I'm coming to join you, and I'll be arriving in a Benz. Yeah, I don't know why anybody would want a car that looks like a hearse.
I don't know. You have those, and you have the G-Wagons that look like Pope Mobiles. So is it a hearse? You want a Pope Mobile? It seems like everybody's trying to drive something that looks like a specialized
car. But
they
got that little twirly thing, or like an S.
Yeah,
like
that little curve thing on the back, right.
It looked like a, and I saw a Hyundai yesterday, it made me think it was a hearse as well.
Elizabeth, don't let them send me in a Hyundai. No.
We'll be back.
They're dying for your business.
Yeah, exactly. It is 7:14. We're joined by Councilman Joe Geruso. Joe, when does your term end?
I have 144 more days.
But you're not counting.
January 12th.
But you're not counting.
I am not counting.
No, absolutely.
My wife is not counting.
No.
Nobody in our household is counting.
But listen, I know you, and I know that you're not going to phone it in. You're going to keep working until it's over, and then you'll go into private enterprise because you have to feed your family. Accurate?
That is correct. And look, we obviously know with all of the news right now that we're going to have to work even harder in the last 140 days.
How is it going to change, Joe, now with the mayor under indictment? How will you have to work harder and why? Why? I mean, it's obvious, but how? What is it going to look like?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. One is just the last couple of days, Tommy, the press have been asking us questions, and that's their job. Their job is to ask questions. But obviously, if I'm not answering those questions, I'm doing other things. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And then number two, I think the work harder comes from, all right, obviously with the mayor under indictment, her attention is going to be split on other things. It has to be. Any person under indictment is going to think about what their liberty looks like instead of 100% focus on their job. And I'm not just talking about this mayor. I'm talking about any human being. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you've represented people, you know, right?
Yeah, of course. This is when your liberty is at stake, guess what? You're going to focus on that first. And so that just means the rest of us have to make sure that things are running correctly. And then, Tommy, the third part of it, really, and this is, I think, the part where we'll have to work the hardest, is there's a transition period, and we'll have a new mayor either by October or November, and we're going to have to create a budget that works with the new mayor, get things set up for the new council members and for the new mayor. So it's both a transition period and the fact that the mayor's attention is going to be other places. Just by necessity means you're going to have to do more to fill gaps.
When did it change? And I should know this, but because the mayor used to be sworn in, inaugurated in May, right?
That's right. So this happened at the beginning of our first term. The elections moved to the fall. And the deal is you can extend somebody's term while they're in office, but you can't shorten it. Mm-hmm. So if you remember back in 2017, we all ran in October and November, but we weren't sworn in until May. Mm-hmm. And then this last time in 2021, that all switched. And so we're now on that cycle. And the idea is just to avoid like Mardi Gras and festivals and all these other things when people really aren't paying close attention.
What is it about? Let me just ask you this personally, because I think the world of you, and I think, you know, that the fact that you are leaving public service because you have to go into private practice to feed your family says a lot that you're not trying to enrich yourself at the taxpayer trough. Are you going to miss public service, Joe?
Oh, yes. And look, what I tell people all the time, I've been getting this question more, is will I miss some of the things that you have to do politically or being crunched sometimes either by residents or by advocacy groups? No. But look, even after 7 years, when somebody says, hey, Joe, you helped me with that pothole. Mm-hmm. You helped me fix my light. You know, the legislation that you passed helped me do something with my house I wasn't able to do. You get a dopamine hit every single time that happens. And obviously, you don't get into this business for the compliments because the complaints far outweigh those. But when those little nuggets happen, they're gold. And I think the other thing, too, is if you can take a step back after 8 years and say, here are two, three, four major things I was a part of accomplishing with other people. And then also things that people don't know about that didn't happen. That's all you can ask for. And
why didn't the West End thing happen? I'm just curious. Was that just not nobody wanted to invest, or what happened?
No. So we brought this up actually at the budget committee meeting this week. Mm-hmm. And the deal is, me. Let's be clear when I'm using my pronouns. Me. Mm-hmm. I had always brought up splitting the tax revenue with Jefferson Parish 50-50. And the reason for that is, even though Orleans has 70% of the land and Jefferson has 30% of the land, it's to ensure that Jefferson Parish participated, that we didn't have fights down the road. And also, candidly, Jefferson Parish has the waterfront. We don't. And they have the more desirable, even though they have the smaller portion. The administration said, no, it has to match what the land allocation is.
So by the only administration, mean LaToya?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right.
So
for people who want to know why West End didn't, nothing's moving on that, it's because Jefferson Parish is willing to go 50-50. The administration said, no, it should be as the land is allocated, and that's the sticking point?
That is the sticking point. And look, I raised it last week in the budget committee meeting that was not, in my view, an acceptable outcome. And I spoke with the outgoing CAO, Gilbert Montagne, the new incoming CAO, Joe Threat, yesterday. And what I point out to them, Tommy, is what I'm proposing is not like we're leaving $30 million on the table in revenue every single year by this. The whole point of this is not necessarily to make money hand over fist. The point of it is to show that we can be good regional cooperators with our neighboring parishes and to bring something back that people truly enjoy. If you're looking at this is a cash cow, well, then you got a problem.
Jefferson Parish is willing to go 50-50, or that they will not move from that?
No, they're willing to go 50-50.
Yeah.
And I think the hard part, in fairness to Jefferson Parish here, we've been saying, I have been saying, as I've been involved in this since 2017, 2018, but that's what the deal ought to be. Mm-hmm. So, and I think rightfully in Jefferson Parish's view, they feel like the goalpost got moved on them. So I can't blame them for taking this position, but I think what we do now is, how do we figure out other funding mechanisms that make it palatable?
Is this something you would like to see discussed at mayoral forums and have people quiz the candidates on, okay, how do you feel about this?
Yes.
Has it come up, as far as you know?
I don't know that it's come up yet. I will say that the Lakefront is going to have a forum with the mayoral candidates, and I'd be kind of surprised if it doesn't come up there. And really, look, I think the other thing that matters here is, I've been working on this for 7 years. This is something that is a passion project for me. I would hope at this point that the mayor and her office would have some deference, because this is in our district and we want to make sure things are done the right way. And we've been working on it, and I think everybody knows what the expectations are and should be.
To be clear, when you say mayor and her office, you're talking about LaToya Cantrell.
I'm talking about Mayor Cantrell, yes.
So when it comes to y'all, if you go on to mayoral forums for Orleans Parish, maybe you should bring that up about where the candidates stand on splitting the proceeds from West End 50-50 with Jefferson Parish, and as far as making the project move. 722 traffic now, WWL. 727, Joe Geruso, our guest. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. Joe, part of your education, I guess, as a city councilman, has been into the sewage and water board and the way the system works, power, generators, you name it. Tell me about this substation. Energy is saying, hey, they did what they're supposed to do. It's on the sewage and water board. Thoughts on that, and how important is it that we just get it fixed, et cetera?
Yeah, well, Energy's not wrong. Energy has their substation that's up there. This is tricky, though, because there are three different frequency changers that are on site, and the frequency changers are those machines that change the old power, the 25 hertz power that's ancient, to the 60 hertz power. And I think I said this to you last time we talked about this. I went on the site. It's unbelievable how much equipment is out there now. It's like 2 or 3 football fields of stuff that has been built. The hard part is Sewage and Water Board said we're going to be done by early summer. Then it got pushed to July. Now it looks like the first frequency changer won't be up until later in September or mid-September. And so the reality is we can no longer live with turbines that are ancient. Turbine 4 dates back to World War I. Turbine 5 is 65 or 66 years old. And at the same time, they've got to get everything right with the new substation from an engineering and other standpoint, because it has to run correctly and at the beginning, because if it doesn't, then people are just going to say this is a flim-flam job and it doesn't work. So I'm sensitive to it has to work correctly, but at the same time, the clock is ticking.
To be clear, the alternative to this, because I got some text yesterday when I talked to Steve Nelson, is to completely revamp the entire system, which would cost billions and billions of dollars that the city does not have. Accurate?
That's correct. It couldn't be done in a revamp way, simply or easily, or with money that we have available.
So when do you think they'll get it straight or get it fixed or whatever? When will it come online?
It's supposed to come online in September, and I think fully online in November.
We've been very lucky with hurricane season. Let's hope it continues. Thank you, Joe Geruso. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. I think he's one of the good ones. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. I didn't mean to disparage anybody else. I just admire Joe Geruso. How do Jefferson Parish businesses feel about the permitting process? We'll find out when we come back. If you live in Jefferson have gone through the permitting process and have had any problems or want to talk about how well it's worked, I'd love to hear from you at 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland or Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Please don't ever text and drive. Right now we pause for WWL First News. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if I looked it up to find out what the president can do and not do with the White House. I don't care what he does. Mm-hmm. I don't have a tour planned or anything. I feel bad for the people that do, but I guess eventually you'll get to see it. But I wonder if he could. You can take the real estate or the man out of real estate, but you can't take the real estate out of the man, right? Because he's adding. This is a new addition to the White House, is what he's doing?
It's a new addition, according to the CBS story, adding this ballroom to the East Wing. Not the first time we've seen a president make some sort of renovation. During the Truman administration, the entire White House was renovated, taken down to the studs, and essentially rebuilt. Mm-hmm. Truman lived in the Blair House at that point for about 2-3 years of his term.
Mm. I just wonder what else he could do if he wanted to put I guess presidents have put in tennis courts before,
Nixon,
right?
Nixon put in a bowling alley,
swimming pools they've had in there,
yep,
and everything.
So whatever you want to do when you're president, sometimes it's
no,
good to be the executive.
Not. Is it or not?
Huh?
Seriously or not? Tim tells him there's going to be a UFC fight at the White House?
Allegedly. That's the plan, according to Dana White. Next 4th of July, for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, Dana White says President Trump is working to bring a UFC card to the White House lawn.
Huh. It reminds me of the old Teddy Roosevelt days, where they're out there, Marquise of Queensberry rules.
Right.
All right, let's take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, about Jefferson Parish businesses and a permitting process. We'll break down a new survey from the Chamber of Commerce when we return on WWL. All right, 7:45, 7:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We are joined now by Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Ruth? It's okay to call you Ruth?
Of course. Thank you, Tommy, for having me. Good morning.
Anyone would call you chairman, madam chairman, or something like that.
Oh, no. Ruth's great.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, I went to LSU. I graduated in under a human high school.
From what high school?
I actually graduated from St. Joseph's Academy in Baton Rouge.
I knew it wasn't from here because you didn't answer with high school. That doesn't make it bad. I was just curious.
You're right. You tripped me up.
That's all right. Tell me about the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, and I know everybody's got a story, but how did you become chairman? When you were a kid, did you think you wanted to be the chairman of the board of directors of a Chamber of Commerce. How does that story unfold?
So I'm actually the president of the Jefferson Chamber, a full-time position here. I think as a kid, I didn't even
what did
really
I call
know
it?
What it was.
Chamber? I'm sorry. Chairman? I'm sorry.
Chairman.
No, president.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right.
President. Yeah.
I don't think I even knew what a Chamber of Commerce was as a kid. And I went to law school, graduated law school, and went to work for Jefferson Parish and got really involved there and worked for the administration as well. And then went to do some private work as an attorney as you know, after that. And I think this job just kind of melds both the public sector and the private sector perfectly. And I truly enjoy it.
I know New Orleans Magazine listed you as one of the top female achievers of 2022. Let's talk about the survey that you conducted. Why did you conduct it about permitting and I guess Jefferson Parish?
So a lot of our businesses, you know, we're a majority small business parish within Jefferson. And we just hear story after story and with our large businesses too of kind of the difficulties that they've faced in getting permits through Jefferson Parish and also the planning department. So it's been something that has been on our radar and at the chamber we do our main focus is advocacy and trying to make sure that we have the most pro-business environment within the region, which we're proud of and we think we do, but this was something that certainly needed improvement.
What did it reveal, the survey?
Yeah, so it's actually, we had about 100 businesses that participated. It revealed, you know, a lot of things. I think people were about split between their overall satisfaction with the parish process. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say the majority of those businesses were construction and development. So it was the people, you know, that routinely deal with these sort of permitting issues. But I would say people were pretty split between being either satisfied or very satisfied. Very satisfied or dissatisfied with the process. And so we were able to see kind of where were the hiccups and what were the suggested improvements.
Does permitting also involve inspection, Ruth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the permitting process, you know, you go through many different departments. You can do an inspector within Jefferson Parish. You can do a third party inspector. And so there's many layers in the process.
And did they indicate if the people that were not satisfied, was it with obtaining the permit or inspections, or did you drill down that deep?
We did drill down that deep. I think the aspects that were most challenging was the length of time for approval. Mm-hmm. But after that was the communication and, you know, the customer service with the staff. And I think that's kind of, there's a lot of aspects of that, whether it be communication between the departments of the parish. A lot of our respondents stated that there were frustrations with going to the parish and the parish reviewing it, saying you need X, Y, and Z, and then they provide X, Y, and Z, and they go back to the parish, and now they need even more, you know, there are even more requirements. So I think there's several layers of reviews that have been happening that have really delayed people.
So take me through the process, because I was driving through Old Metairie yesterday, and I saw, believe it or not, a vacant lot, and I'm thinking, you know, if I win a Powerball, I'm buying that. What does it look like from that point? If I want to build a house, I apply for a permit with the office, and then what happens as far as zoning and who has to approve what?
Right. So if it's zoned correctly as you buy it, then you don't need to go through, you know, if you wanted to build a residential house and it's zoned for residential property, you know, you don't need to go through the zoning process. So that's kind of separate. Mm-hmm. The permitting, you know, you have to submit a full, complete set of plans. Mm-hmm. And that includes everything, if it's commercial, parking lots, curb cuts, drainage. But then those plans, you know, usually are reviewed depending on the project by inspection and code enforcement, site plan review with the engineering department, the utility section of the engineering department, fire prevention, sometimes environmental and development control, the state fire marshal. I mean, there's probably 10 or so different processes that some of these projects have to go through.
And you can take a break for traffic right now. We come back, you can tell me what the plans are moving forward, okay?
Sure. Thank
Sounds
you.
Good. Ruth Lawson, our guest, president of the Jefferson Parish Chamber of Commerce. Any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. We're talking to Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, about Jefferson Parish and how businesses there feel about the permitting process. They did a survey. Ruth, let me ask you real quick, just so I understand the process. And you said if it's already zoned that way. If it's not zoned that way, then I would need a zoning variance, and that would go before the council?
Correct. And you would go through several layers. But yes, eventually it would go through the council and be approved or not approved by the council, the full council.
See, I'm learning stuff.
What's, well, good. That's the point.
Yeah, it is the point. That's exactly right. Tell me about the plan moving forward to make it even better, the permitting process.
Of course. So to Parish President Lee Shane's credit, she organized a task force on the permitting and planning. And so we've got a big group, probably about 20 of us of dedicated professionals just trying to improve the process. And so we've been meeting for several months now. And this was one of the reasons we did this survey, was to get a broader voice of business. And so we're going forward, learning the process, learning everything that needs to be done. I think some of the suggested improvements that either the parish is going to implement or has already implemented is some training, both on the applicant side, but also on the staff side, for the applicant, you know, really providing more information up front on what they need. A lot of times our businesses have to go and hire a consultant or an attorney to navigate the process. Mm-hmm. And that's not always feasible for everyone.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Right, right. So we, you know, more training on the applicant side before they apply, and then also some customer service training. I think there's some issues with hiring and their starting salary and trying to get, you know, good trained professionals in the departments as well.
And it goes to leadership as well, right? I was talking to Vance Hayward yesterday, CEO of Camellia Beans, and he was talking about the importance of team when it comes to an effective organization. It all starts at the top.
Of course. And, you know, Cynthia is built an incredible team. And I think that this has been a issue for many, many parish presidents, not just her. I hope that we can continue to improve it.
You don't have to sing her praises to me. I'm one of her biggest fans. Thank you, Ruth. A pleasure talking to you. I hope you come back.
Thanks, Tommy. Would love to.
You bet. Ruth Lawson, you too. President of Louisiana Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. We come back, we're going to talk to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. About the Saints, they got a new receiver, in case you've not heard, from the Denver Broncos. I don't know how much they'll be able to pick his brain for Saturday's game, or if they even will. And then we'll talk to Jason Williams, New Orleans DA, about how we're going to deal with gun violence, how we've gotten gun violence on a downturn, and how we can keep it going. Then we're going to spend an hour talking about cryptocurrency. We started to talk about this last week and just skim the surface, so we're going to take a deep dive into cryptocurrency. If you plan on investing in it, what you need to know, should you, who should, who shouldn't. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.